Fort Hays State University has recently expanded their Gateway Partnership Program. Owner of Hays Academy of Hair, Len Melvin, along with Fort Hays State University Associate Vice President for Student Affairs, Dennis King, stopped by to talk to us a little bit about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
The goal of this is a community partnership, something to make the community better. And this really started with students, which I think is really a cool thing to talk about. One of our leadership classes, who had some friends that were taking classes at the Hays Academy, got together with us, called the administration together really, and said, we have a gateway partnership with NCK. That's a little bit different structure than this, but we have a gateway partner. How come we don't have one with the Hays Academy? And that was probably about 3 years ago.
Yep.
And so that kind of launched the discussions about what we can do together, how we, you know, can help the community, help each other. And I think that that's been a great part of this, is that and we get value added to each other, value added to the students. I think it's just really neat that it started with students, with the idea of improving the community. And I think it's done just that.
Yeah, I love student-driven initiatives, because that it really shows you that it's a need, not something that just, and not to dismiss any ideas that ever come out of Fort Hays State University, but you know, sometimes the administration has an idea that maybe the students aren't necessarily a fan of or isn't as helpful as what it sounds like it's going to be on paper. So that's amazing that they were able to do that. So what does this, the program kind of entail?
So when we got together, after the first meeting or two with the students, then Len and a small group of us met a couple different times. And that was actually pre-COVID, and COVID actually slowed things down a little bit.
Sure.
But we talked about what the needs were. We actually looked at the NCK program that we had, and we talked about how the needs at Hays Academy were just a little bit different, and how we could do some things different within the university as well. And so a couple things that we're working on right now, or that are in place right now, is housing options, and then also some classes. And so we've already started the classes. I think the second one was on Monday night. I've gotten so far great feedback on it. We had enrollment of 13 students that took advantage of it. And we have a four-class setup, so they're one-credit class. They meet on Monday nights. We have a rotation of those classes. Understanding Personal Finance is the one that's going on right now. We've got a perfect instructor for that. Management Principles. And then next fall, Basic Accounting and Taxes and Social Media Marketing. So those are one-credit classes. They're going to lead to a Business Essentials Certificate that all the students can take, are eligible to take. And actually, we have a member of the community that's taking it as well, that's working in the industry right now, and she's decided to go back. And I know I saw an email or a comment from her that there's some things in here she wishes she would have known from the beginning, a little bit farther down the road. So it's been a great help for her.
Very cool. Len, I don't know if you want to address this, but it sounds like those are the classes that I imagine that outside of the practical skills that you guys are teaching there, that those people are going to need, whether they're working for someone else or I think a lot of people in your industry are self-employed, right?
Absolutely. And that's what makes this really exciting, is we feel like Fort Hays bent over backwards to make this a customizable approach for our students. We offer business training at our school. However, we're just a 1500 clock hour program. So that's a lot to cram in a short amount of time. And with this customized four series of classes, our students are now able to get what they need to go into the salon with the background of business skills to be successful. So yeah, very excited about this.
Awesome. And, you know, I think it's probably also good for Fort Hays, because you guys get to, those students get to experience a wider range of, you know, cultures and experiences and people from all over the country that are already at Fort Hays.
Yeah. You know, one of the benefits of having this certificate program is that the students are on campus. They get to experience, other students get to see them. They also are eligible for a Tiger card. So it means that now they can go to the sporting events. They can get into the wellness center. They can go do tutoring. They can go to our wellness center, for physical mental health. There's lots of different options, and all of the services that are available on campus, they can they can get around and get to as well. So we look at that as being a great partnership. And as we develop this more, I'm gonna ask Len to talk maybe a little bit about the housing aspect of it, just because of some of the things that, you know, we have that as part of the Gateway program, but he brought up making some contacts and some things that the students could do early on, which I thought was just a great idea and has great potential going forward.
Yeah. So just looking way back 7+ years ago at Hayes Academy, we really wanted our students to have a college experience that maybe we can't provide at our school. And so we reached out to Dr. Jeff Burnett, who's not even at the university anymore, but the first goal was maybe they can get into the workout facility and just rub elbows with other students and start to feel like they have that college experience. And then it's morphed to here, which I think one of the big challenges that our students face is housing, like Dennis alluded to. And that the reason for that is our students might be here for 11 months, or if they do the NAIL program, 3.5 or 4 months. And that's a really difficult living situation in Hayes, Kansas, being that it's a college town. So the housing opportunity for our students to fit into a dorm and fit their contract with us is really exciting. And I think another opportunity for our students to get into that college atmosphere, feel like they're a college student, and be at the university and do things with other university students.
And start to get clients, right? I mean, start working with generating clients. That was what you talked about that. I thought, wow, that kind of is above and beyond.
Absolutely. So for a long time with the Tiger Card, Fort Hays students get a pretty nice discount if they come in and get services at Hays Academy. But now with our students maybe being on campus more, the ability to network with other college age students and get those students in and not only save them money, but be around those students is an exciting opportunity as well.
Yeah, you know, I've had the opportunity over the last few months to talk to a lot of amazing young entrepreneurs. And I think about, you make that connection just offhand at the gym, working out on a treadmill. And you're like, hey, I want to launch a business. And they're like, but I don't know what my business is going to be. And then you've got somebody from Hayes Academy like, well, I'm in the, beautician industry. Let's do something. And then you've launched a business that's going to stay right here and generate revenue in Ellis County.
Yeah. And this is definitely an industry where you're going to have conversations. Obviously, social media is really helpful, but you still need some personal and interpersonal skills to have conversations, build relationships, and network. And this is an opportunity for our students to do that.
Very cool. So, you know, I want to talk just a little bit of details on this. If someone at the academy is interested in participating, are they automatically enrolled, or they have to do the class you mentioned or pay the fee? But is this something that you're going to try to push, or is it just a requirement?
So right now, this is obviously brand new to everybody. It was not a requirement, and we were really happy with the turnout, 13 students in the first go around. Obviously our students are students at Hayes Academy, but they're also enrolled at Fort Hays. So it's two different type of enrollments. So right now the students have the opportunity to make this choice. Is what we think is going to happen is, and after two classes, like Dennis mentioned, our students are having a great experience. And I think as this continues on, the word of mouth from prior experiences is going to lead to a higher enrollment. Our goal one day is hopefully we have a campus in Salina, is to maybe open this up to an online environment so our students in Salina have the opportunity as well, because these classes are invaluable and something that our students will really benefit from. So, it's right now it's a separate enrollment. We're not requiring it, but I think it's going to take off.
Very cool. We went out and had a kind of an enrollment day.
Yeah.
And honestly, we went out thinking that we would get probably about 7 students. Hoping for at least 5. And so for 13 to come through and, you know, a graduate of the program, I think is something that's really neat to get involved in it as well. Not only that, but her
granddaughter's
in the classes as well. So they get to take it together. That's just a really neat connection to have going. And, the success here will obviously grow. And we got a couple other things that we've discussed as far as the partnership goes, but those are still in the works. So, this is definitely something that's set up to be a long-term partnership, and we're excited about what it'll do.
Very cool. Well, any last thoughts or anything else you guys want to hit on before we go?
No, we're just, from a Hayes Academy perspective, we're really excited that this has finally fallen into place. we think it's a great start, and maybe it goes into bigger and better things, but we're really excited to have the opportunity to work with Fort Hays and for them to customize these classes for our students. And hopefully this is a win-win for the entire community.
Yeah. I mean, the Academy has been a great partner to work with, has helped out. You know, we've obviously starting this up. There's been a couple of little speed bumps along the way, but we've been able to handle those. And I just say that this is it's also a great platform for us to, and a great experience for us to look at other experiences, or if there's somebody else in the community that wants to come together and talk about an opportunity like this, or look for classes like this, we can go ahead and do it. Maybe it's even together. We work some stuff out. So we're always open to new ideas, as you said, students, members of the community, anything like that, great ideas that will help the university, help the community, help Hays Academy move forward. We're all for it.